One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Daily Animated Tales. Remember, sharing this podcast with 10 friends or family members qualifies you for a shout-out. Today's shout-out goes to Bonus. To be featured next, simply share this podcast with 10 friends. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sheila. I'm 15. For years, I've been following my mom's ridiculous rules. But I've had enough. Every family has rules that the kids have to follow. For example, do your homework on time, don't eat in front of the computer, turn off the lights when you leave the bathroom. These rules are normal, and I agree that they should exist. I wish our rules were like that. But my mom's rules are irrational, illogical, and totally meaningless. I'm sure you'll agree with me when I give you a few examples. Here's one. In our house, we are not allowed to watch movies or shows on our computers. I have to watch them on the TV in the living room. Why? Because my mom wants to see what I'm watching. Actually, this is sort of normal. But we have pieces of paper taped to the wall behind the TV. All the TV shows and movies that I'm not allowed to watch are listed on them. Every time my mom hears of a show or movie she thinks might be harmful, she adds it to the list. For instance, I'm not allowed to watch Sabrina because it's witchcraft propaganda. I can't watch superhero movies because, according to my mom, they don't make sense and they're putting strange ideas in my head. I think the weirdest movie that I'm not allowed to watch is Cinderella. Do you know why it's on the list? Because it makes mothers look bad. When my mom first told me that, I said, but that woman is the villain of the story, and also she's a stepmother. My mom wouldn't have it. There are no bad mothers, she said. As bad as the TV rules are, the ones for going online are even worse. First of all, I can only use the internet for 30 minutes on weekdays and an hour on the weekends. This is normal too. The problem is that my mom checks my phone and computer every Friday at 8 p.m. I show her my browser history, my Google search history, my YouTube history, and all my conversations with my friends. My mom goes through them all one by one. She asks me about websites she doesn't recognize or researches them herself. She looks through the names of the videos in my YouTube history, and she watches those she thinks might be bad for me. If it were up to my mom, she wouldn't let me use the internet because it's something she's not familiar with. But thankfully, my dad always argues with her about it, and he's on my side. That's the only reason she lets me go online, even if it's for a little while keeping everything I do there under strict control. My mom has another super weird rule about television. Let me tell you about that before I forget. She hates all the TV commercials. As soon as a commercial starts, she wants the TV turned off right away. Her mother, that is my grandmother, thought television was not appropriate for children. When my mom was little, she was only allowed to watch the commercials. She spent her childhood watching commercials on TV. By the time she got older, she couldn't stand them. If a commercial comes on while she's watching TV, she puts her hands over her eyes and starts screaming, "Turn off the TV! Turn it off!" in a panic. She looks so funny like that, but I can't laugh. Because if I do, I can get a punishment that will ruin my day. Do your parents make you follow rules that you think are weird? If so, please let me know in the comments. I actually think such ridiculous rules only exist in our house and nowhere else. When my friends come over for a sleepover, I have to let them know about the rules. It really embarrasses me to tell them, but I have no other choice. One time, there was a really unpleasant incident. In our house, it is absolutely forbidden to flush the toilet after my mom goes to bed. A friend of mine was staying over for the first time. Unfortunately, I forgot to tell her not to flush. Of course, like a normal person, she flushed the toilet after using it. When my mom heard the sound, she came running and pounding on the bathroom door, thinking it was me in there. My friend was obviously really scared and never came to our house again. My mom has a bunch of ludicrous rules related to sleep as well. I'm actually surprised that I've been able to follow all of them. For example, we can only put on our pajamas just before we go to bed, and we have to take them off as soon as we get up. You see, I can't wear my pajamas when I'm not in my bed. The weirdest part is that if I get up at night to go to the bathroom, I have to change into my normal clothes. Because that's the rule. When I get back from the bathroom, I need to change back into my pajamas before going back to bed. Because of this, I haven't been going to the bathroom at night for years. And of course, there's more. In our house, you can only use the bed at nighttime. For example, you can't just come home from school and say, "I feel so sleepy, I'll take a quick nap in my bed," or "I'll lie down on my bed and look at Instagram for a while." Because we are absolutely forbidden to use the bed except when going to sleep at night. Even when I'm sick, I can only lie down on the couch in the living room. I can't go to my own bed until it's time to sleep at night. As I keep talking, I keep remembering more rules. My mom has some legendary rules about food. For instance, in our house, we are not allowed to drink any beverages while eating. Including water? I can almost hear you asking. That's right, since water is a beverage, we can't drink it either. Because my mom thinks that if we drink anything, the liquid will fill our stomach and we'll eat less. I usually have a hard time swallowing food because my throat is dry, but my mom never gives in. She says, "You can drink after you finish eating." I can never argue with her at that moment because another one of her rules is to never speak while eating. Mom thinks that if I speak, my stomach will fill up with air and I won't eat enough. You might think I'm too thin or I eat very little, but of course, that is not the case at all. These are just my mom's weird obsessions. To stay on the subject of food, another rule at our house is that we can't hold the fridge door open for more than 10 seconds. Everything inside the fridge has designated spots. We open the fridge door, we take what we want from its spot, and close the door before our 10 seconds are up. So what happens when I don't obey the rules? As you might have guessed, I get punished. Just like our rules, the punishments in our house are also different. Breaking each rule is punished in a different way. For example, we're not allowed to fall asleep while watching TV. If I do fall asleep, my mom wakes me up immediately. For my punishment, I must go out and run 5 laps around the house. It doesn't matter if it's snowing outside or if it's after midnight. Whoever falls asleep watching TV runs 5 laps. You might ask, you may be following your mom's rules because you're a kid, but why is your dad doing it? I'm curious about that too. I think my dad is too in love with my mom. He really loves her. He can't say anything because he doesn't want to upset her. But what is my reason for obeying? Is it because I'm a kid? No. I love my mom too, and I honestly think she has psychological issues. Why else would she come up with such weird rules? Even though she puts me through hell at home, I do what she says because I love her so much. Still, I don't think I'll be living here after I turn 18. I'll go to college in another city so that I can move out of this house. Because, as I said in the beginning, I'm so tired of following all these meaningless rules. Although I try not to upset my mom, we had a huge fight last week. She doesn't allow whistling in the house. I don't know why. I'm guessing it's because she has some kind of bad memory of it from her childhood. On the other hand, this rule never bothered me because I've never been able to figure out how to whistle. When I was little, I saw my friends doing it and tried to do it a few times, but I could never make the right sound. After that, I never even thought about it again. That day last week, I had a ton of homework. After coming home from school, I went to my room and started working on it. I wasn't aware of the time. I didn't even hear my mom come home from work. Suddenly, she barged into my room. She doesn't have a habit of knocking anyway. As soon as she came in, she said, "Don't you know you can't whistle in this house?" I told her, "Mom, I wasn't whistling. That would not be possible. I don't even know how." My mom began yelling even louder. "Sheila, do you think I'm deaf? I'm making dinner in the kitchen. You've been whistling all these tunes. I couldn't take it anymore, she said. Once my mom is hung up on something, it's impossible to convince her otherwise, so I just let it go. I said, okay, mom, if you don't believe me, then there's nothing I can do, and shut up. But I'd never gotten punished for breaking the no whistling rule before. I had to ask, so what's my punishment? What do you want me to do? She said, you'll be walking to and from school for 3 months. I got so mad. I said, Mom, it would take me an hour and a half to walk to school. That means I have to get up an hour earlier every morning. And she started yelling again. That night was a nightmare. I was really upset. I cried all night. After a few hours of sleep, I woke up very early and walked to school. I kept crying on the way, too. I can say it was the worst day of my whole life. I'm still not over it. What's more, my mom is still not talking to me as if I'm guilty. I feel so relieved after sharing all this with you. If you're having problems because of the rules in your house, you can share them in the comments. I'm sure you'll feel much better too. Thank you for listening to me. Bye.
Hi everyone, I'm Jillian. One day in music class, our teacher, Miss Atkins, said, "Folks, we decided to start a band here at school. We have many students who play an instrument, and most are good enough to perform. The only thing we're missing is a singer." Everyone looked at each other. When Miss Atkins said, "Come on, guys, I'm sure some of you can sing. We can't have a band without a singer," I reluctantly raised my hand. I sang a song which everyone loved, and that's how I became the singer of the school band to a round of applause. It was Miss Atkins' first year at the school. We all really liked her from day one. Even though she always wears her sunglasses in class, she's definitely not a snob. She's always friendly to us. She told us she has a problem with her eyes, and light makes her extremely uncomfortable. That's why she has to wear sunglasses all the time. Since her sunglasses make her look even cooler, I'm sure most of the guys in our class are in love with her. That night, I told my mom about what happened at school. Unfortunately, she said, "Honey, that's wonderful news, but your teacher will definitely want you to go to rehearsals. You don't have the time." My mom was right. I didn't think of that. My dad passed away 2 years ago. After that, we've had a rough time financially. My dad had taken out a large mortgage from the bank. My mom had to start working immediately. After making the monthly mortgage payment, we don't have much money left. So I got a job working at a grocery store after school. If we can't pay back the loan, the bank will foreclose on our house. That's why my mom and I both have to work. The following day, I told my teacher about all this. "Jillian, you're our singer. I also know that you really want to do this. I'll talk to your bandmates, and we can rehearse whenever is good for you. Have your mother stop by the school. I'll talk to her and reassure her that it's going to be okay."
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
My mom came to the school a few days later. I took her to Miss Atkins' office. When she met her, my mom said, "You look so familiar. I feel like I definitely know you, but I can't figure out from where." Miss Atkins got really nervous. "I don't think so. I just moved to this city. And before that, I lived abroad for a long time," she said. My mom wanted to try to figure it out, but Miss Atkins clearly didn't want to talk about it. Up until then, Miss Atkins had been very warm. But suddenly she changed. She seemed to want to quickly get rid of my mom. In fact, within a few minutes, she got up to leave saying, "I have class." My mom was totally shocked by her behavior. Why did she panic like that when I told her she looked familiar to me? "I'm sure she's hiding something. It's obvious from the way she's wearing sunglasses inside," she said. I told her there was something wrong with her eyes, but she wasn't buying it. That night when I came home from work, I was so tired. I went to bed really early. In the middle of the night, my mom woke me up. She said, "Jillian, I figured out how I know your teacher." I said, "Mom, couldn't you wait till the morning?" And she said, "I'm going to give you a name. I want you to look it up online," she replied. My mom is really bad with technology. She can't even use a smartphone. I turned on my laptop and opened Google. She told me the name of a very famous old singer, whom I sometimes listen to. "Mom, what does this man have to do with Miss Atkins?" I asked her, but she did not reply. Because he is super famous, Google has thousands of results. My mom said, "Show me a picture of him." I went to Google Images and clicked on an image. "Look at that! His head is huge, but the ears are tiny. Just like your teacher," she said. I burst out laughing. "Mom, I can't believe you. Let's say they both have tiny ears." "What's wrong with that?" I asked. My mom started explaining as if she were a detective. "About 20 years ago, there was a huge scandal involving the singer. He slept with a woman even though he was married. They never saw each other again. One day, the woman showed up at his house with a 5-year-old girl and told him, 'This is your daughter.' The man accused her of lying and told her to get out. On TV shows, they always compared the ears of the singer and the little girl and said, 'You don't see ears this small very often. She's definitely his daughter.'" I was so sleepy. "Mom, that's really interesting. But even if Miss Atkins is his daughter, that's none of our business. I'm going back to bed." But she said, "No, this is our business. We can pay off our whole mortgage thanks to this." Then she went on to explain further. The girl's mother sued the man. The DNA test proved that he was her father. The guy still did not accept her. He never wanted to see her. But in the years that followed, a lot of bad things happened to him. His wife even died in a car accident. Since he was religious, he thought, "God must be punishing me." He wanted to find his daughter and apologize to her. He looked for her but couldn't find neither her nor her mother. He said, "I'll give a big reward to anyone who can tell me where they are. I'm sure that's on the internet as well." I Googled the guy's name again, this time adding the word reward. There really were many news stories. He promised $1 million to anyone who helped him find his daughter. But recently, since he was losing all hope, he raised it to $10 million. When my mom heard the amount, she screamed. When she calmed down, she said, "Jillian, there's another very important thing. It was reported on the news that the little girl had a rare genetic feature. Her eyes were different colors. One was blue and the other brown. Now do you understand why Miss Atkins is always wearing sunglasses? She's hiding her eyes to avoid being recognized." My mom's detective instincts worked, and finally, she convinced me too. It sounded like Miss Atkins could really be the singer's missing daughter. But I still didn't want to make things difficult for her. "Mom, please, if she wants to run away from her dad, let's let her be. I'm sure she's got her reasons for it," I said. My mom didn't want to listen to me. "Jillian, come on. I'd do anything for $10 million. But I want to be sure it's really her before I get in touch with her father. I need to see that she really has different colored eyes. After that, we'll be rich." I asked, "How do you plan to do it?" And she said, "Simple. I'm coming to school tomorrow to look at her eyes." Then my mom went to her room. I started to cry. No matter how much I protested, she was clearly going to go ahead with this. All this was definitely going to hurt my teacher. I was so worried. The next day at school, I was walking around really confused. Then I got a text from my mom. She was about to arrive at the school. A few minutes later, she was there. As we were going to Miss Atkins' office, my legs were shaking from anxiety. When Miss Atkins saw us, she smiled. "What a nice surprise. Welcome back," she said. Unlike me, my mom was really calm. "Miss Atkins, after our meeting, I thought this over. Jillian loves singing. It's a great opportunity for her to be the singer of the school band. I'm here to thank you for that," she said. Of course she was lying. Just as Miss Atkins was saying, "I'm so glad to hear that," my mom suddenly grabbed her sunglasses and pulled them off. My teacher was looking at my mom in shock. My mom's face gave away her huge disappointment because both of Miss Atkins' eyes were brown. If she really were the singer's daughter, one of her eyes would be blue and the other one brown. My mom was embarrassed. She didn't know what to say. I just wanted to see your eyes," she said, and gave back the sunglasses. Miss Atkins put them back on. "I would have shown them to you if you'd have asked," she said. What my mom did was obviously very weird. At that moment, neither of us knew what to say or how to react. My mom just said, "I'm so sorry," and quickly left the room. After my mom left, Miss Atkins began to laugh like crazy. Laughter is contagious, so I started laughing too. For a while, we just laughed. She kept saying, I just wanted to see your eyes, imitating my mom and continuing to laugh. When we calmed down, she said, it's going to take a while for your mom to overcome this shock. Actually, I was really surprised too because I believed my mom and I really thought you had different colored eyes, I replied. Miss Atkins smiled and took off her sunglasses. Then she took a small mirror that was lying on her table and turned it to face her. Looking in the mirror, she removed a contact lens from one of her eyes. When she turned to me, I screamed, "No way!" Because, indeed, one of her eyes was blue and the other one brown. These are my real eyes. The medical term for it is heterochromia. It's a very rare condition. I love my differently colored eyes. But unfortunately, I have to wear these black sunglasses so that I don't get recognized, she said. Suddenly, she got emotional. A tear fell onto her cheek. She said to me, Jillian, thank you for calling me last night and telling me about what your mother wanted to do. If I hadn't known about it, she would have definitely caught me today. I was so happy that I'd called up Miss Atkins and told her about everything after my mom went to sleep. I did it because I knew that I wouldn't be able to stop my mom. Moreover, I liked hearing that my teacher found a new way to hide her eye color as a result of this. Normally, I don't wear contact lenses. I could actually wear a colored lens instead of sunglasses. I'd never thought about it, really. After talking to you and finding out about what happened, I thought long and hard about what I should do. At first, I thought about running away. I could disappear again like I've been doing for years. But then I had this contact lens idea. In the morning, I went and bought a couple of brown lenses and put one of them on my blue eye. When your mom saw both of my eyes were the same color, she'd realize she was wrong and leave me alone. And it all went just as I planned. There was something else I was dying to know. Why are you running away from your father? He loves you so much he's willing to give away $10 million, I said, and my teacher's eyes welled up. I don't think he loves me at all. I think he's just afraid that God is punishing him and only wants to find me to atone for his sins. You get used to everything. I'm used to not having a father. I don't need him anymore. After school, I went to work like I always do. That evening, when I came back home, my mom was doing the dishes. Without saying a word, she gave me a hug. She was crying. I knew then that she regretted what she did to Miss Atkins. I gave her a kiss on the cheek. I said, "You're a good person. I love you. And I know that you love me too. And this makes me so happy."
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.